Here on Gadget Lab, we dive deep into the tech universe, tackling questions like, is giving companies access to your genetic material a good idea? And are the latest phone releases really that different than the last ones? We want to help you make informed decisions about what is worth your attention. And here's something that is undeniably worth your time, a digital subscription to Wired. Lucky for you, we are giving Gadget Lab listeners an exclusive discount, 20% off an annual subscription to Wired. Just visit wired.com and use the promo code GL20 to get 20% off a digital subscription. Use GL20 to get exclusive access to stories on the latest innovations like AI, deepfakes, and VR, as well as today's most talked about people in technology.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Are you driving your car or doing laundry right now? Podcasts go best when they're bundled with another activity. Like Progressive home and auto policies, they're best when they're bundled too. Having these two policies together makes insurance easier and could help you save. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. Quote a home and car bundle today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
AI is making waves in every field it touches. President Biden is now on TikTok, and the election draws closer each day. With so much going on in the world, it is hard to keep up with it all, let me tell you. Hi, I'm Kai Ryssdal, the co-host of Make Me Smart. It's a podcast from Marketplace. And every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I break down the latest in business and the economy with short daily episodes to make it easy for you to stay in the know. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Lauren.
Mike.
The year is almost over. Can you believe it?
No. Is it really over, though? I mean, we still have to get through the holidays. And honestly, it's all feeling a little bit dark this year.
I hear you. I agree. Well, hopefully we can spread some holiday cheer with this week's episode.
Sounds good.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Gadget Lab. I am Michael Calori, a senior editor at Wired. I am joined remotely by my co-host, Wired senior writer Lauren Good.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Lauren. And we are also joined this week by Wired senior writer Adrian So.
Hi, guys.
Welcome back to the show, Adrian. It's great to have you here again.
Yay.
Somehow, it's December already, the last month of this year like no other, which means the holidays are looming. So today we're going to talk about gifts and gift giving. And of course, like with everything else this year, nothing about this holiday season is going to be typical. Money is tighter, shipping takes longer, and people's wants and needs have changed. Later in the show, we're going to talk about our personal favorite things from this year, in a little sort of look back on the gadgets that have gotten us through the pandemic. We'll also talk about our own favorite shopping websites, including some small businesses that we love. But first, let's talk about the gifts that we know are going to be popular this year, whether it's because of the pandemic or in spite of it. We watch all the trends here at Wired, and we're going to share some of them with you right now, starting with Adrian. Tell us, please, what gadgets do you think people are going bananas over this year?
The Facebook portal. What the heck? I've recommended it to at least 5 different families right now. It's such a weird thing to describe. I was trying to describe it to a 5-year-old at my house the other day, and I was like, it's a picture frame that lets you talk to your grandparents, and you can put hats on yourself, you can have them read stories, and her mind was just like totally, totally blown. We have 3 different portals at my house now. One is attached to like the 55-inch TV, and then we've got like the little picture frame that the kids can have at the kitchen table. And I really think, staying in touch with your long distance family is going to be a really big thing this year. So whether you do that with an iPad or an Echo Show, or, you know, the Facebook portal is my personal favorite way to do that.
I think any sort of technological way of talking to people far away, that was the big surprise segment this year. And I mean, a lot of us just use the same things that we use for our jobs. In fact, like the thing that I've been noticing is that things that we would call work from home gear, like laptops, Chromebooks, and even things like webcams and ring lights for Zoom, those are things that I think are
even more popular this year. Like, you couldn't find a webcam for Zoom for a long time. Also, Twitch got really popular this year. So just that sort of like mechanism for talking to other humans through your computer is something that is really, I think, going to spill over into gift giving.
Right. And I think that headphones are also a part of that, too. I mean, headphones are always typically popular as a holiday gift. But this year, especially if you live with other people, you're probably in need of some good headphones to escape, whether that's to take meetings or phone calls or to go for walks and listen to podcasts. I like Apple's AirPods. I believe they are still the best selling wireless headphones in the world. And if you're an iPhone user, you kind of can't go wrong. The regular AirPods are $159. The AirPods Pro are more expensive at $249. We are not yet recommending the very expensive new AirPods Max because we haven't tried them yet. And I don't think even if you order them now, they're going to ship for a while. But Mike, you also really like your Samsung earbuds, right?
Yeah, they're Samsung Galaxy Buds Plus are the ones. And like I've never really liked wire-free headphones. I've tried like all of them since they've come out. Well, I mean, there's a gazillion of them, but I've tried at least half a gazillion. And I've never really found ones that I like. Also, just like the Bluetooth connection isn't great. For some reason, Samsung has cracked it. Also, they're like the perfect size for my ears. So they sound really good. I was super surprised because I've never had like great experiences with Samsung headphones. And this is the first time.
These are the ones that look like the little shiny beans, right?
No, no, they're not the bean ones. They're the ones that sort of have like a triangular touch pad on them. They're also BTS is like an endorsement deal, so if you see the commercials with BTS for Samsung headphones, they're the BTS ones.
Nice.
When they first came out, they were like 140. Now they're like 100, 105, $110.
My god, that's a totally reasonable price for a pair of wire-free buds.
And how long does the battery life last? Because I know the very first pair of Samsung totally wire-free buds, they had pretty poor battery life, but that was a few years ago at least, and I think they've gotten better.
Yeah, I can say I don't know because they've never run out on me, and they're wireless.
That's great.
So whenever, like every couple of days, I just plop them onto the wireless charging pad on my desk, and I just never know how long they last. How about that?
And that's probably a good segue to one of the other trends I've been following, which is personal fitness products, right? Everyone made fun of Peloton Girl last year, looking very afraid as she received her Peloton as a gift. But what did Peloton Girl know about 2020? That's what I want to know. Because, of course, in-home fitness has been all the rage this year as gyms have been shuttered around the country and people have to find some way to stay fit. So Apple Fitness Plus is launching this month. I'm not quite sure that Apple Fitness Plus is the thing you're going to want to give as a gift, but one of the things that you'll need for Apple Fitness Plus is an Apple Watch. And you can find the Series 3 for as little as $179 these days. I mean, if you want to be the real hero in someone's life, you'd find them hand weights, because those are just like impossible to find these days, or at least impossible to find without some crazy markup. I haven't been successful in finding weights, so if anybody has any tips, please let me know. But like, if you really want to impress somebody this year and they like to exercise, just find them weights somehow. That's going to be a big gift.
I know. I was thinking about that this year. Like, a category that I cover is smart home, and it used to be pretty clearly delineated, but now that our home is like our office and our personal gym and just all these other things, I feel like my category just like suddenly got expanded, especially here on the West Coast. Air purifiers, vacuums, things for keeping your home really clean and nice became almost necessities now that we can't escape to an office with nice filtered air all the time.
Adrian, do you have a favorite air purifier?
There are a couple. My favorite is just, I'm almost embarrassed to admit this, but the Dyson Hot Cool Link. They have a couple of different variations. There's a humidifier version that might be useful, since we've seen some evidence that humidity can help your body fight off, the dread C virus that we're all working really hard to not mention during this episode. But that one is pretty pricey. Blue Air has a couple of affordable ones for bedrooms that are really quiet. The Blue Air 411 Auto. It has a sensor that automatically detects particulate matter in your bedrooms. And that one's super quiet if you're wanting a bedroom purifier that your kids can't, that won't wake up your kids.
You know, related to that, Adrian, something that I've been following pretty closely, and I see a lot of interest in gift giving this year is kitchen stuff, right? Because this is the year that we all like relearned how to cook or got, you know, twice as busy in the kitchen as we ever have been before.
You're so generous in assuming that I've learned how to cook this year. tried.
I think everybody has given it a much stronger push
yes,
this year than they ever have before. So, you know, like I see a lot of things, inexpensive stuff like pans, cast iron skillets, Dutch ovens, combo cookers for people who like to bake bread on people's holiday lists. But also, like, now is a good time to sort of get experimental for people who are like asking for things. They may want like a sous vide machine or a pickling set or like a duck press or just something weird and bizarre because they're bored because they've been cooking the same things for 10 months.
Mike, are you over there pressing ducks in San Francisco? What?
I am not, but people do. That is something that people like to do.
Mike, what would you say is like the must-have kitchen gadget of the year and something that's not prohibitively expensive?
Good food storage. Like glass bottom, plastic top with a little burp in it, food storage, because we're just, you know, just cook and freeze and then heat it up for lunch. So if somebody's working from home, that's a gift that they will absolutely use.
Is there a particular brand you recommend?
No, I just kind of get whichever one is BPA free and on sale.
I had no idea that you could bake in Pyrexes too. So you can store them and then reheat them, and you can also bake like individual sized ones in the oven. These things are magical. I really like the Pyrex brand. But
yeah,
I think I have the Pyrex brand as well. And I think that maybe because the wire cutter recommended them. Oh no, can I say the other W word on the Gadget Lab podcast?
Absolutely.
Okay, but I think I got the ones, actually, my aunt ordered them for me as like a housewarming gift. She ordered me like a whole bunch of the ones I sent her. And I think it was the ones that the wire cutter recommended. And I agree, Mike, they're fantastic. And Adrian, to your point, you just heat the food right up in them, yeah, which is great.
We're talking about the inside, but I also wanted to mention the outside, because the one thing that I did buy for my family was the Mr. Buddy, the outside portable heater. Since so much of our socialization, I'm talking about us like we're weird zoo animals now, but like our social activities are like taking place outside now. Things that will keep everybody warm. I think you can get the Mr. Buddy heater for now. We got one that's about $70, and warm socks, little hand warmers, a nice coat. That's a good way to keep seeing people in person.
Yeah, I was going to say I could see a real demand for fabric goods this year that keep people warm because we're trying to do so much outdoors. I've tried Patagonia's Capeline mid-weight base layers before, both the pants and the zip neck base layer top, which is really great. I've been checking out Lululemon's running headbands that cover your ears. LL Bean's $59 outdoor blanket would make a really nice gift. I've been sort of loading up on LL Bean stuff this season, to be honest, going back to my New England roots. But one of the things I really like in particular about Patagonia brands and Lululemon, and I'm not quite sure what their policies are in the pandemic, but in the past at least, if anything was torn or needed repair, you know, hole in a seam or anything like that, I mean, you could take your products back to the store. They would repair everything for free. I mean, I've had the same pair of Patagonia sweatpants, I think, for like probably a dozen years at this point. And I know people say, you know, Lululemon's workout gear does tend to be incredibly expensive. But with this free repair policy, I mean, you could go back and get your, you know, stretch pants patched up and sewn up like again and again and again and really get some really long use out of them. And of course, here at Wired, we're always trying to help people extend the use, you know, the lifetime of their products. So check out products like that for your outdoor gear.
Lululemon will also hem your pants for you for free if mm-hmm. you are like me and have a 3-inch inseam. So Lauren, I wore my Patagonia Better Sweater all through being pregnant, and then I totally busted the zipper And then I brought it right back, and they zipped it. They fixed the zipper, like, right at the store for me, and, like, they just replaced it in, like, 10 minutes. It was awesome.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
All right, before we take a break, I have one more thing to mention, which I'd be remiss not to, which is the fact that there are two new video game consoles out, the Xbox and the PlayStation 5. Those are going to be big gifts this year, if people can find them. Good luck with that. All right, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to go into our own gift ideas and some more recommendations on places to shop.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Larson, the reviews director of Pitchfork, and this podcast is supported by Pitchfork Music Festival. Pitchfork Music Festival will take place July 19th through the 21st at Union Park in Chicago, Illinois. This year's lineup features Jamie XX, Alanis Morissette, Black Pumas, Carly Rae Jepsen, Brittany Howard, J. Paul, Muna, Jessie Ware, 100 Gex, and many more. The festival also features diverse vendors as well as specialty record, poster, and craft fairs, and works to support local businesses while promoting the Chicago arts and food communities as a whole. For more information on tickets and lineup, visit pitchforkmusicfestival.com.
Welcome back. In the first half of the show, we gave you some ideas and told you what we thought would be generally popular in gift giving this year, but now we're going to talk about specific products, services, and small businesses that we love. And hopefully, it will help inspire some creative ideas of your own or give you some tips that will help ease the burdens of the holidays. Adrian, what say you?
I'm so excited to share this hack. We discovered it for Thanksgiving, but local restaurants around us are offering holiday meal kits, so you can just go over and pick up your like six dishes or something, and then you don't have to cook, you don't have to plan. Like I have got two small kids and I am just resisting it so much. I'm like, I will not be responsible for the holiday magic this season. Like, I just want to pick up dinner, and it's a great way to support your local restaurants and eat exactly what you want to eat and not have to eat mashed potatoes just because you have to. And I think for Christmas, we're doing a charcuterie plate from Olympia Provisions. It's a restaurant that's based here in Portland, Oregon. I told everybody in my family that they could just pick whatever they wanted for Christmas dinner, and they're so stoked. So we're getting charcuterie for my husband, and the three-year-old's getting cookies. So it's that is my favorite hack.
That sounds delightful, and the cookies sound pretty darn good, too.
Lauren, what are your picks?
Well, I was going to divide my favorite things or recommendations into three categories this year. So I don't know how you want to go through them, but I would describe them as gadgets, greetings, and then giving, which is going to be really important. So I guess, well, for gadget, I'm a fan of the iPad. It's taken me a long time to come around, but I am a fan of the iPad. I use it to watch shows in the evening. I use it for reading and responding to messages. I use it to cast free YouTube yoga videos to my television. I'm lucky because we get to try these things out for our jobs. And so I've had the chance to try some of the more, you know, super duper expensive iPads. But you can also buy an iPad these days for as little as $300. That's still not cheap, but relative to other prices, you know, for the iPad.
It's a great gift for parents as well.
It is. It really is. And it goes back to what Adrian was talking about earlier about how connecting with family, you know, Zooming and FaceTiming is so important these days. And that's a good way to do it. If only Apple would reposition the camera on the iPad, but that's for another podcast.
All right. Well, that's your gadget. What's your greeting?
All right. For greetings, I have mentioned this before on the Gadget Lab podcast, but a friend of mine started this really cool greeting card subscription service called Warmly, and the website is warmly.press. Sounds a little twee, but it's really handy because if you need greeting cards to send to people or you like just dropping friends' notes from time to time, it means you don't have to go to the pharmacy to get a card. You just have them sent to you for a monthly subscription fee. And you can also gift this to people. So if there's somebody in your life who likes to have cards on hand or likes dropping people notes from time to time, you can gift them a Warmly subscription. And then my giving recommendation is for the Second Harvest Food Bank of Silicon Valley, which is near me. They serve as many as 500 people per month. I think, you know, a lot of people think about Silicon Valley as an incredibly wealthy place, and it is. in fact, as we're taping this, I think another tech startup is IPOing and people are getting very rich, but there's an incredible wealth gap here and a lot of people and a lot of families are struggling right now. And I really like to support the Second Harvest Food Bank of Silicon Valley. But of course, there are lots of food banks around and people could really use the help. So if you can't afford it, look up your local food bank. You could go to Charity Navigator and check out their rating, learn a little bit more about how they operate and maybe make a donation.
Yeah, that's a really great idea about the food bank. And the great thing about that is that it doesn't have to be like an enormous amount of money. You don't have to like donate like $500 to your local food bank to make a difference. And another small way of supporting like your favorite like small businesses or nonprofits that might be struggling around you is merch. If you have someone in your life that really likes like 99% Invisible or a podcast that you don't normally contribute to, like I am really looking at getting a beautiful Nerds t-shirt for myself because I am quite a beautiful little nerd. But another thing, when you mentioned like checking in on your friends, like so many people this year are just like not okay. We've had to go through so many milestones alone, like having new babies or like, you know, deaths in the family or something. And I set calendar alerts on my Google Calendar to check in with my friends who are just like not really doing great. But gift subscriptions are also a pretty convenient and not too expensive way of just kind of like popping up into somebody else's life from a long way away and just be like, hey, I'm thinking about you. And it's a good way to support small businesses too. I think Trade Coffee is one of our favorite coffee subscriptions, and Kiwi Crates are a great one for kids. And I think Universal Yums is the one that I was looking at to gift to friends too, because we can't travel right now. So that's another fun way of bringing the world into my tummy. So
and another fun thing about some of those is you can often buy somebody like a 3-month gift subscription, right? And then they can get the boxes for a short period and decide if they want to extend the subscription.
Yeah, definitely. And the weird thing about gifting, like not just now but during the year, is just like parents in particular just got fixated on the one thing that was going to fix like everything that was wrong with their kids' lives. And for some reason, like for this summer, it was like a pool by Intex specifically. It was this one specific 10-foot pool that would fit into everyone's backyard. And right before Christmas, everybody was going nuts about the Nugget couch, which is awesome because Nugget is a small, you know, independent manufacturer, and it's always great to support those instead of bigger ones. But also, I'm going to kill the Nugget guy because you can't get one. So that is, if you're thinking about buying like that one magical thing from the small business, like better do it now.
Mike, what's one of your go-to gifts to give to people?
I think at this point we're in the right around the middle of December, Hanukkah starting, Christmas is 2 weeks away. We've probably already figured out the thing that we're going to get for our ride or die, but we haven't quite figured out the things that we're going to get for the people who live just outside the periphery of our inner circle. I would recommend shopping, like we've all been saying for the whole show, shopping at a local small business, but particularly masks are a really nice way to give somebody something fun because you can pick something that matches their personality. So it shows that you care. You spend about $20. And also a lot of small businesses have pivoted to mask making, right? Like any sort of crafty business, any sort of clothing business in your neighborhood, if you live in a city, is most likely selling handmade masks, and they make great gifts. You can also go to Etsy. Just know that if you do that, shipping is probably going to take a little bit longer than you're used to in the Amazon era, just because a lot of things are made to order, or people only are able to ship a couple of times a week because of life stuff. And also, I would say to look at Wired.com because we have this comprehensive guide to masks, and it has something for everyone, like people who like to work out. It has masks for kids. They make great gifts. Who doesn't need another one, right? At this point, I'm sure some people don't need another one, but, you know, they make great gifts. It's a way to show that you care. It's a way to appeal to somebody's own personal taste. The other thing that I would say is there is probably somebody who you know, either in your home or outside of it, who does all the cooking in the house or the majority of the cooking in the house. So get them something really nice. I would say go big, because the trick is to get them something they wouldn't buy for themselves. So like, if they don't have a nice blender, get them the best blender, which is like the Vitamix, right? If they have a bunch of janky knives, get them a really nice knife, like a $100, $150 chef's knife, something they can use for everything they do. If you don't have a lot of money, but you still want to get them something, find out if they have a kitchen scale. If they do a lot of cooking and they don't have a kitchen scale, you have to get them one, because it is a total game changer.
That reminds me, Mike, my favorite category of gifts, if you're shopping for kids, are toys that aren't toys, because my five-year-old is in the kitchen with me all the time, and she actually asked for her own chef's knife for Christmas. So I think there are some starter, you know, like starter plastic kids knives that I might be getting her for Christmas, but things to supplement remote learning too. Like, we had a little bug catcher. It's just a little plastic box with a magnifying glass on top, so you can just have them running around the yard. Rock tumblers, binoculars, telescopes, the Christmas star, the star that was supposed to have led the three wise men to Bethlehem. It's going to be visible on the week of Christmas for the first time in over 800 years. So that is something that we're going to be doing with binoculars and my new Mr. Buddy Eater for the week of Christmas. So toys that aren't toys.
Nice. All right. Even though we've just spent most of the show talking about recommendations for gifts, we're still going to do the recommendation segment as the last segment of the show, where we're going to tell you some things that you can check out that aren't necessarily gifts. So we'll be right back.
Hackers and cyber criminals have always held this kind of special fascination.
Obviously, I can't tell you too much about what I do.
It's a game. Who's the best hacker? And I was like, well, this is child's play.
I'm Dina Temple-Raston, and on the Click Here podcast, you'll meet them and the people trying to stop them.
We're not afraid of the attack. We're afraid of the creativity and the intelligence of the human being behind it.
Click Here, stories about the people making and breaking our digital world.
AI machine.
Satellite. Engine ignition.
Click Here.
And liftoff.
Click Here, every Tuesday and Friday, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. Here is the end of the show, where we make our recommendations for things that listeners might enjoy. Adrian, you go first. What is your recommendation?
My recommendation is Bridge of Spies. It's a Tom Hanks movie, and it was, I think it came out in 2015. So kind of like the basic overview is that it's like spy versus spy, and then Tom Hanks is this like super decent civil servant that is like caught in the middle, like trying to negotiate like the return of the Russian spy in order to get the American student out of like communist Russia or whatever. But while all you really need to know about this movie is that Tom Hanks is just like trying to do really hard things in cold places. So he's just like trying to take a bus in East Germany, and he's just like, oh, where's my coat? He's got a cold through the whole movie, I think. And it's just, I don't know, it felt really seasonally appropriate to me to be watching movies about really decent people trying to do the right thing all by themselves in cold, hard places full of snow. So that's my recommendation.
Very nice. Very nice. And it's streaming, right? Bridge of Spies?
It is. It's on Amazon Prime.
Nice. Lauren, what is your recommendation?
While we're recommending things to stream, I am just getting into The Gilmore Girls on Netflix. The Gilmore Girls has been around for a very long time. I think it started airing on the WB back in the 2000s. Like, I think the year 2000, which just feels like, well, decades ago. But it's a very nice, light, easy breezy watch in the pandemic. I'm surprised it's taken me this long, actually, to watch it.
After you've watched all the episodes, Lauren, can you just explain like every Gilmore Girls meme to me? Because I keep seeing them popping up in Twitter and I have no idea what's going on.
Yes. And apparently there's now a new version of it on Netflix, which is maybe why it's getting attention again. But I haven't gotten that far yet because I'm like back watching the original series. So yeah, it's just a pleasant watch. It's a way to sort of blot out all of the news of the day. And my other quick recommendation is just a small tip, because we're talking so much about gift giving and giving in general. Don't forget to tip. Don't forget to tip the people in your life very well if you have the means. Don't forget to tip essential workers who are delivering items to your home, pet sitters maybe who have been losing work this year because everyone is home with their pets, anyone else who has helped you out in a big way this year. Just tip well.
Yeah.
That's my recommendation.
$5 is the absolute minimum if someone is bringing you food, I think.
Absolutely. Mike, what's your recommendation?
I recommend you go to the bank and you take out $50 all in fives and you just keep them all stacked up on your desk.
Have it in an envelope at home.
Have it in an envelope because there's nothing worse than trying to tip somebody and not having cash because we don't use cash anymore. But cash is how you should tip, right?
I mean, I think so. And I think that what we've seen with some of the delivery apps is they can be pretty opaque in terms of understanding what's actually going to the driver or delivery person versus what's going to the restaurant versus what's going to the big, you know, venture capital funded tech startup that's running the delivery app. So yeah, cash is always a good idea.
Nice. All right. Well, I actually have a recommendation that's not just piggybacking on yours. Around the world right now, December 2020, we are celebrating Ludwig van Beethoven's 250th birthday. He was born in Bonn, Germany in 1770. All we know is that he was baptized on the 17th of December, so he's probably born like within a few days before that. So right now is Beethoven's 250th birthday. To commemorate this, a lot of ensembles spent the beginning of this year and the end of last year and had plans for big Beethoven festivals. A few of them happened before the pandemic. The rest of them got canceled. Some of them are happening online. But there's one in particular that I want to recommend, and it's a French string quartet called Quatuor Ebonais, which is like the Ebony Quartet. They did a concert where they went to cities on all the continents, and they performed Beethoven string quartets. Everybody knows Beethoven's symphonies, right? Symphony No. 5, Symphony No. 9. The thing that a lot of people tend to overlook, if they're not huge classical music nerds, is Beethoven's string quartets. He did some of them very early in his career. He did some of them at the very, very end of his career, right before he died. So you really get, by listening to his string quartets, you get a comprehensive view of his approach to his music. So the series is called Beethoven Around the World, The Complete String Quartets. And the Quatuor Ebonais puts it out as a box set that you can buy if somebody is into CDs. It's like $35-$40 on Amazon and, you know, similarly priced elsewhere. It's also all streaming. So if you know a Ludwig van Beethoven lover or if you are curious, then that is my recommendation. Beethoven Around the World.
Can you get it on vinyl for the person that I also bought the portable turntable with for this Christmas?
I'm not sure. I think I saw somewhere that there was like a distilled, you know, best of kind of two vinyl piece. But I think on vinyl, it would be like, it would be the size of your bookshelf.
Good to know.
It is many hours of string quartets and just gorgeous, beautifully played.
Oh my gosh. I'm looking forward to checking that out.
It sounds really lovely.
All right. Well, that is our show. Thank you, Adrian, for joining us once again.
Thanks, guys.
And thank you all for listening. If you have feedback, you can find us all on Twitter. Just check the show notes. This show is produced by Boone Ashworth. We will be back next week with one last show for the year to wrap it up with a special year-end episode. So until then, goodbye. Sorry, my cat is doing impossible things here.
Kitty!
Oh!
Hi! Hi, girlfriend!
Get out of here.
Do you want to join the Gadget Lab?